Journal entry 56. I spent most of the morning looking for someone to watch Elise for me. Lisa said she was busy. I asked everyone in Bear Country for help. No one seemed to have any free time on his or her hands. So I bundled up Elise and took her to Central to see if Hemi wouldn't mind helping out. Luckily, when I arrived, Hemi and Matt weren't in the middle of a romantic interlude. Hemi gladly agreed to watch Elise for me, although Matt gave me a look that suggested he wasn't too happy about the idea. I went to the jail to see how things were going there. Sheriff Pete, Jonas, and Joshua were still trying to get information out of the raider, and he still wasn't talking. By the time I arrived, Joshua was getting irritated and impatient. It was obvious that they had already smacked the jailbird around a little. Well, maybe a lot. Joshua had the raider pinned to the wall and was yelling at him. The raider was putting up a good fight. Sheriff Pete and Jonas were standing nearby. I guess they already had their turn. Pete is the sheriff of Bear Country, and I don't have a lot to say about how he runs his jail, but it didn't look as if they were going to get any information out of the raider. I stepped up to the bars and asked if I could talk to the three of them. They were annoyed that I was disturbing the process, and they asked me to leave. I wasn't going to leave. I stood there until they stopped what they were doing. I think it's a male ego thing. Men can't seem to beat up another person when they think a woman is condemning them for their actions. Pete, Jonas, and Joshua and I had a heated discussion about their prisoner and the best way to get information. I think I made my point that killing him was a bad idea. A couple of days spent alone without food or water usually helps someone remember the details they had previously forgotten. Maddie.